Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is your friend CL King coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. If you guys don't know where I'm from now or where I live now, then I have not done my job. But just in case you don't know and you're listening to us new, this is the podcast called Impacting Life 24/7. And we absolutely love emphasizing 24 because it just sounds so cool when you say it. And one of the reasons why we have called our podcast Impacting Life 24/7, what you're going to get from this show, this is going to be a one-stop shop for impact. Impacting Life 24/7. We have people on the show who have overcome major life adversities, who have written processes, written books, who have overcome tragedy, who are impacting lives themselves, who have been impacted by life. And so every night of the week when we upload this show, you guys are getting new content and new inspiration, new ideas. Have you ever wondered how to better manage your health? We have people on this show that deal with that. Have you ever wondered how to overcome anxiety? I have a colonel that came on this show, Colonel Skip Mondragon, who said wrestling anxiety is not for wimps. And so every night on Impacting Life 24/7, or every day, or whenever we decide to run the show, because today we're running it during the day, whenever we come on with you all, and whenever our podcast audience is listening, you're going to get insightful information that you probably couldn't get anywhere else. Not all at one place, ladies and gentlemen. Not all in one place. And so we welcome everyone to Impacting Life 24/7 again with your host, CL King. And we are coming to you live from the glorious High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And we are coming to you tonight in the second part of our continual series of helping kids get back to school. And what we really want to do in this series is give parents, educators, teachers some tips on how to navigate these challenges called school. It is your friend CLK. And let me fix this here real quick, because that's what you get when you're doing live shows, y'all. And so again, I want you guys to know that last night we discussed about, you know, what elementary school students are facing, and they do face a ton of obstacles. They do face a ton of challenges, but every grade level and every grade season is unique, y'all. It's unique. Every block of grades is unique. I believe that elementary school is different from middle school. And then I believe again that middle school is different from high school. And then I concur that high school is different from college. Then if y'all really are going to be fancy and go to undergrad and get your doctorate, I can't help you there. If you're already in that level, you don't need me, y'all. But on Impacting Life 24/7 last night on our podcast, what we were talking about is we gave 10 ideas for parents to help their elementary school students have a successful school year. How cool is that, y'all? Just 10 ideas, because I can tell you this right now. If there was a place when I was raising my kids many, many years ago, if there was a place that was a repository for me where I could go and say, man, listen, I can glean some things, some ideas out of here, I wish that was available. So we decided on Impacting Life 24/7 that we're always going to be a place where people can extract the impact that they're looking for. Like I had a dear friend of ours who oversees the Pumped Up Parenting Network. And she's been on our show a couple times. I've been on her show. And one of the things that really stuck out to me is just our parental approach to our kids. And so as we're getting ready to get back into the whole full swing of school, I figured that since students are my passion, young people are the lifeblood of what we do, and helping and making an impact in other people's lives is really the course that we're going on this show, I said, why don't we do this? Why don't we take each grade block, elementary, middle, high school, and college, and just offer some ideas and tips? Because I've spoken on all levels. I've trained on all levels. I've done workshops on all of those grade levels. So why not just provide a few lessons learned? Hello to my good friend, Mike Black. Boy, you're joining us at the early show. This is the early show, brother. We decided to go early today because I'll be interviewed on another show in Texas in just a little bit. So I didn't want to be sitting in the chair all night, ladies and gentlemen, because Texas is an hour behind us. So let's dive right into it so we can get to the meat and potatoes of this conversation and see where it takes us. Because I'm telling you what, middle school is different. You know, I was thinking about, you know, how to approach this and how to be tasteful and how to be kind and mindful of all the things that go on with these transitional years. And middle school is the nexus year, y'all. Middle school is like, this is the connection between the little kiddie world of Barbie dolls and blocks and the big kid world of driver's license and, you know, full grown beards. You know what I'm saying? So middle school is like that nexus. It's like the tweeners, you know, they're in between. They're too old now to hang with the kids on the playground sliding down the metal slide. And they're too young to hang with the folks, the jocks at the school, the muscle-bound men, the valley girls, the cheer. They're too young to hang out with them. So they're in between. And I really have a heart and a compassionate heartbeat for the middle schoolers. I think probably if I went and looked at all the places that I've spoken in, I probably middle school age kids would make up probably 60% of it. Maybe 55% of it. So let's look at some challenges that middle schoolers face. One of the challenges that middle schoolers face is expressing their individuality and understanding how to become an individual, that they are leaning. They're going to go into a realm and a time period, y'all, where they're going to lean less and less on mom and dad, and they're going to lean more and more on the external influences that are around them. And so understanding and identifying and capturing their individuality is going to be very, very important. And I think moms and dads, we have to be able to do that. Every school year, heading back to school, what you should do is sit your children down and just talk to them about who they are and let them express to you their interests. Because for so long, it's just been mom and dad carting them off. You've been taking them to T-ball in elementary school, and they may not even like T-ball. You know, they may not even like baseball. They may want to do something totally different. So they're going to unfurl the blossom of individuality, and it's going to be very, very important that we help them navigate through that. You know, and let them make a list of the things that they like. And I can tell you this, that list will evolve over time. That list will evolve over the years, and that's okay. It's healthy if it evolves. You should expect it to evolve. But just please understand that your kids are getting ready to go into a realm of individuality. They're not going to be exclusively mommy's little girl and daddy's little boy. And, you know, you just kind of, you're carting them along and you're still meeting their every need, but their influences, as you know, when we're talking about going back to school, their influences are going to expand beyond mom and dad. You know, their influence is going to expand to the point where they're going to lean on mom and dad less and less. And you'll see that happening in every school year. You'll see it happening more and more every school year. So expressing their individuality, you want to nurture that. Okay. You don't want to be different just for being different, just for different sake, but you don't want to put a wet blanket on individuality. Okay. Cause individuality breeds creativity, and you really want that in your kids. We're talking middle schools, ladies and gentlemen. We're helping tonight with the challenges that middle schoolers will face. And I just want to tell you that it is, like I said, it is the nexus. The middle school is the nexus. It is the betweener arena. if that's a word. I thought it was cool because it rhymed, but it's the between arena. You know what I mean? They're right in the middle of two different worlds. So another thing that you got to be mindful of is helping your young person in middle school expanding their learning abilities. Okay, so at the summer, what you should do probably at the end of summer, sit them down and with your child and make a list of things that they're going to be exposed to now, and they're going to expand their horizons, y'all. You know, they're going to be doing science labs for the first times, and maybe even cutting up earthworms. And you know, this is so cool. Peer editing other students' work, and their learning abilities are going to be expanded tremendously. So talk to your kids about how they're adjusting. Talk to them about how they're navigating, because that was kind of like what we wanted to discuss today, how middle schoolers can navigate through this middle school year, because those are some challenging times. Another one is some of the challenges. One of the challenges, we're talking about the challenges of kids going through middle school, is social pressures. Y'all understand that the pressures that they faced in elementary school was, you know, could they maintain their posture on the nap blanket for the whole time? could they not get up and run around, and could they abide by nap time? But they're going to be facing a whole lot of different social issues and social pressures as they enter into middle school. And those are going to begin to be manifested and revealed to them. Tons of social pressure exists in middle school. And parents, you guys got to be ready. Y'all got to be ready. You can't just be asleep at the wheel. You got to be ready for this transition. And you got to be ready to troubleshoot these things that occur. Don't just ignore them. Middle school is a great time for kids to learn to say, you do things your way and I'll do things mine. Okay? Social pressures will come, but mom and dad, you guys can use these times as teachable moments to help them again navigate. They're going to need a very solid compass as they go through the waters of middle school. And when I get back after our commercial break, we're gonna talk about helping middle schoolers keep up with assignments, because those are important, and project deadlines. All of that's going to be new to them. We're also going to be talking about navigating the online world. Let me tell you something, navigating the online world, I just wish that, you know, the online world is powerful. I wouldn't want to go back to horse and buggies, but I will tell you this, the online world can be a double-edged sword. And so when we get back from our break with our sponsors, we're going to dive into those elements and talk about them at length. Helping middle schoolers, let's talk
about
it.
Our amazing sponsors are truly the engines that help Impacting Life 24/7 produce phenomenal results in 33 states and 17 countries around the world. Our gold sponsor is Michelle Perry. She is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast and the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You've got to get a copy of her book today. Connect with Michelle and get this dynamic book in your possession at successfuldiligence.com. Paula Cusson has dedicated her life volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person has is an individual caring adult in their life. Our platinum sponsors, Mr. Gregory Smith, who is also the VP of the CL King Group and the executive producer of Impacting Life 24/7. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy of his book today by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrienne Barker. She is the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks podcast, a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Connect with Adrienne Barker today at professionalglobaletiquette.com. If you would like to be a sponsor of our international podcast, which reaches states in the U.S. and countries around the world, it's very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. www.thepolicalsong.com and sign up to partner with us today as we continue to impact one life.
One day at a time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. And we're very, very thankful for our sponsors who help us in this mission. And our sponsors partner with us to help us push forward with our purpose. Our purpose is impacting one life one day at a time. And I'm going to talk to you at our next sponsor break about how really in depth and how really far the scope and reach of Impacting Life 24/7 truly is. So ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about helping middle schoolers navigate through the challenges. We left off at dealing with social pressures, but I want to tell you also that you got to help them keep up with their assignments and project deadlines. Those are going to be new areas, new adventures for them, because a deadline is something that an elementary school kid really isn't up to speed on. They're just like enjoying the time. They don't realize it, but it's just, you know, it's just a good old party in elementary school until they get to about fourth or fifth grade. Then things start looking a little more serious. But now when you're talking about middle school, we're talking about some kids have trouble with this word called procrastination. And even some adults do. And so what we've got to do is we've got to help them understand that projects are happening and projects are beginning to come on their plate, and they must be worked incrementally. It's very, very important. A little bit of planning and support helps your kid. I talked about this with elementary school, helping them get organized. So teach your kids in middle school not to procrastinate, because they are going to have assignments and projects and deadlines now that were not par for the course in elementary school. The next one is very, very important to me. The next area that we want to help middle schoolers navigate is the online world. Okay, the online world. You know, I remember when I first started speaking in schools some time ago, it just seems like it's getting further and further away, y'all. This device here, man, you couldn't even hardly have it in the school. It was not a thing. You didn't see kids with cell phones. It just was not a thing. But now everybody's got them. And here's what I want to tell moms and dads about your middle school student. You do not have to cave to the pressure of, oh my goodness, my child must have a phone by sixth grade. Okay, because the online world is powerful, it's expansive, but it's very unforgiving. You can't unsee once you see it. And your child, if their child is carrying a phone, they got a phone, they got a camera and a computer right in their back pocket. Understand this, guys, okay? Giving kids too much responsibility too soon can lead to extra expenses and shaking confidence and extra trauma at home. Okay, it really is important that you have your ears to the railroad tracks on that. Okay, trust your instincts. Trust your parental instincts. You'll know when your child is ready to have a phone, but they don't have to, you know, let me just go back to our elementary families. You don't have to, you know, give your child a cell phone right out of their mother's belly. There's no written rule that says you have to give a child a cell phone right out of their mother's belly. You don't have to do that. And so I just wanted to give you guys this small pause to say, listen, the online world will become very pronounced. It'll become an appendage of your child when they enter into middle school. They're going to be coming there, and most middle schoolers got more fancy phones than I've got. You know, and that's fine. But I'm just telling you, don't rush and feel pressured because your child's entered middle school if they're not mature for it. If they can't handle it. Every one of my kids got their license at a different interval. Maturity levels vary. So just because they turn a particular age or go into a particular grade doesn't mean that's a rite of passage for full-blown, unrestricted, unmonitored online access. please go slow with that one. Next one is finding unhealthy tribe. You know, that's a really, really good one. In other words, for young people, they begin to establish, you know, we call them cliques, but they just begin to establish their social groups, who they're going to hang with, or their tribes. And no parents want their child's hanging out with the wrong group. They don't want them hanging out with the troublemakers or the kids spray painting the building. So your child's peer group has a huge influence on your child. Like I said, you'll begin to see that as the middle school years go on, your influence becomes less and less. You become more of like an on-staff advisor. And so, you know, one of the things that you got to do is you got to teach your kids, okay? Teaching them is still important, to choose friends wisely and to distance themselves from the tribes that are not making healthy choices, from the group, the collection of people and young people that are not making healthy choices. Because sometimes it's just easy to fall into the wrong crowd. And in middle school, I'm telling you, they will be exposed to things that in their innocent years, you know, like I said, kindergarten through fifth grade, it's just a time of absolute innocence. Bunnies in classrooms, beautiful painted bulletin boards, and just a great fun time. And then all of a sudden they go into middle school and horns come on top of their head. So it's a unique challenge. It's a unique transition. It is the between season. And another thing that you can do with your middle school kids and for your middle school students is communicate with their teachers and coaches. I've talked about this. I talked about it last night. But communication is essential, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you listening on Impact Life 24/7, our podcast, this is very, very important to us because though we have people from all walks of life come on our show, though we have people from all different backgrounds come on who are making an impact, who have been impacted, and who want to impact you, we recognize also that my heartbeat, this will always be the heartbeat of me as an individual, is young people. Why? Because I was that kid, y'all. I was that kid on the streets of Cleveland, bouncing around from group homes and foster homes, eating in soup kitchens, walking around homeless, disheveled, abused in multiple ways. And so my heartbeat, lest anyone get it confused, my heartbeat will always be our next generation. My heartbeat and compassion and love will always be the next generation. And so this is very, very important that when you talk about communicating with the teachers and coaches, you know, let your child set up and step up and converse with authority figures. Teach your kids how to converse with the adults. You may find that you have to do less in that arena if you teach your kids and empower your kids to do that. And if you don't do it, if you don't teach them how to communicate with adults, communicate with teachers, communicate with leaders in the school, if you don't teach them that, then they'll never learn. And so that's very, very important. Communicating with teachers and coaches. The young people need to learn. Your students in middle school need to learn that. Here's another one, because you guys know we have a platform that we ran for several years, many counties. It affected all 100 counties in North Carolina, bully free. In NC, here's what we have to remember about middle school is that I'm just telling you, I had my first fight in middle school. I didn't realize, you know, what happened to everybody liking you and you getting along and playing on the playground. What happened to that? And so you've got to teach your kid how to stand up for themselves. Now, I know that can be misinterpreted 1,000 ways. Like, oh my goodness, you're condoning fighting and you're telling them to punch back. I'm telling them you need to teach your kid to stand up for themselves. They do not have to be silent if someone at the school is abusing them. They do not have to be silent if someone is mistreating them or bullying them. They do not. Teach them to stand up for themselves and not to tolerate ill behavior or ill treatment. Obviously, you want to tell them to make it known to the people in charge, the teacher, the administrators, and you, mom and dad. That's very, very important. And that circle needs to be closed. In other words, if it's going on in the classroom, we need to talk about it at the house too. And so teach your young person, especially in this middle school season, to be able to speak up and stand up for themselves. It's just that simple. We've watched too many over the years, Greg and I working with kids and bullying and running our bullying program throughout, I can't tell you how many schools, watching kids shudder in silence and then tragedy strikes. So you got to be able to do that. Teach your kids how to stand up for themselves. Also, you know, everyone, you know, does not like substitutes. I'm not talking about substitute teacher. I'm talking about just, you know, this is in place of the real thing. Teach your kids how to become a positive contributor. Teach them how to be kind and respectful. Because here's what I'm saying about substitutes. You know, when the substitute teacher comes, she's coming there to fill in for the lead teacher. And all of the students, their heads get screwed on backwards when the substitute's there. So teach your student, especially in middle school, not to go with the flow, but to be a positive contributor in the classroom. You understand, man, how important it is for us to lay these frameworks now? Because if we don't lay them now for middle school, if they go into high school with this stuff not refined and well-oiled and ready to go, when they get into high school, it's going to be a challenging 4 years, y'all. And so we're going to talk about a few more tips when we get back. But first, let's hear from more about our sponsors who help Impacting Life 24/7. Impacting Life 24/7 is an event that can be experienced locally and around the world because of our platinum sponsors. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and is a devoted husband and father. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. He is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be the premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Another platinum sponsor, poet Katrina McCain. She is the author of Because She Decided to Love. This is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through loss, hurt, pain, grief, and passion. Because She Decided to Love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. Get your copy of her book today at poetkatrinamccain.com. Another platinum sponsor, Dr. Skip Mondragon, MD. He is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, and a dynamic speaker. He is also the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact Dr. Skip Mondragon II at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. Another platinum sponsor, the Underdog Ninja Foundation. This foundation was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal. This husband and wife team have been battling and overcoming heart disease for over 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. If you'd like to know more about Impacting Life 24/7 or to become a sponsor, all that you have to do is do something very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com. Go to clkingspeaker.com, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7. Thank you, Jordan Brown, for that amazing On Fire track. Jordan Brown, find him on Facebook or Instagram. The brother can record literally anything. Just hum it to him, and he'll put something on fire for you like that. Let me just tell you about our sponsors, just so everybody has a clear understanding of the dynamic reach that our sponsors receive with partnership with Impact Life 24/7. I'll just tell you that that commercial will go to the following states. Are you ready? North Carolina, Virginia, Texas, New York, Georgia, California, Florida, Washington, Maryland, Mississippi, Montana, Illinois, Ohio, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Massachusetts, Alabama, Kentucky, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, South Carolina, Idaho, Maine, Minnesota, Missouri, Oregon, West Virginia, Wyoming, and a few other states. And of course, North Carolina. That is the reach that Impacting Life 24/7 has. In other words, our podcast gets downloaded in all of those states. That's why we love our partnerships with our sponsors, and we let them know, listen, if you're a gold sponsor or you're a platinum sponsor, we're going to make sure that we push your products and push your services and push your impact in places that you may not be able to reach. Other platforms that we're on, our show is on Impact Life 24/7, Apple Podcasts, Google. Let me open up the screen just a little bit, y'all, because, you know, I got old eyes here. Podbean, Bullhorn, Pandora, Safari, LARF, Spotify, Overcast, Facebook, Podcast Addict, Alexa, Google, Amazon Music, iTunes, Opera, CFN Network, CastBox, Firefox, Mobile, Safari, Android Player, Comcast, YouTube, and that was 27 platforms. And so, you know, when you think about, hey, look, man, this is how we partner with our sponsors. And so there's three sponsorship levels. There's an intro level, which is a silver sponsor. And a silver sponsor helps us keep the lights on and keeps the show going. A gold sponsor, they help us to reach into new markets. And by doing such, we return back to them a commercial for the life of their sponsorship. For as long as they're a sponsor, you'll hear their name mentioned on Impacting Life 24/7. And then our platinum sponsors, they help us provide services outside of Impacting Life 24/7, whether it be schools, Boys and Girls Clubs, and such. And of course, they get free commercials on our show for the life of their sponsorship. And so I just want you to know that this extends far, way beyond where we are. This extends way beyond where we're listening to. And we are very, very blessed to be able to provide this. You know, thinking about the countries that have downloaded Impacting Life 24/7, it's actually, the number is continuing to grow every week. United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, United Kingdom, France, Ireland, Netherlands, Brazil, Mexico, Romania, Chile, Nigeria, Japan, Czech Republic, Spain, Greece, Israel, Iran, Kenya, the Philippines, and two other countries that can't be picked up on the algorithm. So I just want you to see, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not just about us mentioning folks' names. When they partner with us, we try to expand their footprint and get people to connect with them. That's really the whole vision that we have here. We want people to connect with our sponsors, and we want our sponsors to connect with other people. Man, we just want to continue to make this wheel of promotion just as big and voluminous as we possibly can. So if you'd like to become a sponsor, it's very simple. Just go to clkingspeaker.com. On the main page, scroll down to the bottom, click on the sponsorship deal. It's seamless, man. It's very, very easy. So we talked about, before we got to that break, we talked about becoming a positive contributor, teaching your kid to be a positive contributor. But here's another one. Watch this. In middle school, you need to teach this. Okay, you need to help reinforce this. Helping your kids bounce back from failure and disappointment. Failure and disappointment. Probably going to be their first breakup. Might not be in with the in crowd. may lose their what they thought was their best friend. You know, some of the toughest days in middle schools are, you know, not making the cut on the basketball team or performing poorly on the end of grade test, man. That those are tough times. Or let's go a little further, getting sent to the principal's office. And so how you respond to that stuff is important, guys. Kids need to process their feelings before they can bounce back and do the right thing. So feelings are important. Feelings matter. So let me go back and talk to my younger self. Chris, you should have listened to this. But be calm and be patient and help them figure it all out. Okay, because middle school, it's a unique place. And this will be the breeding ground for disappointments, maybe even setbacks. Middle school will be that place where they will have disappointments and they'll have setbacks. And it is not for us to walk around with a hose that can shoot out styrofoam and spray our kids every day they go out the front door so that nothing affects them. It's a reality that their feelings will get hurt. It's a reality they'll fall and scrape their knee. It's a reality in middle school. It becomes more and more of a reality because they're transitioning. They're leaving that outer shell and they're expanding. And so as they expand, they get exposed, right? Their expansion also breeds exposure, and they get exposed to things that they otherwise would not have been exposed to in elementary school. And so it's your job as mom and dad to help them through that, help them navigate through that, especially in middle school, y'all. Now, here's where I think we are going, you know, parents, dads out there can identify with this. Moms can identify with this. Everybody can. Even the former middle schoolers can identify with this. You know, this is going to be the test drive. This is going to be the testing grounds for relationships, you know, romantic relationships. And here's what I have always tried to recommend. Okay, you are a parent, you can do what you like. But I've tried to always recommend that you don't let your kids get swallowed into this pressure that they've got to, you know, be in this committed, absolute call three times a day relationship with, you know, a seventh grader. They've got a whole lot of other things on their plate to worry about. And so this is the beginning of practicing this stuff, how they develop feelings for the opposite sex. Watch this, guys. They're going to realize, the girls are going to realize, the boys are going to realize that they don't have cooties. And it's going to be very, very important that you as a parent don't wait till they're in the 11th grade to finally have this talk and work through this. But this is a transitional year, man. Reese, my good friend, she said this about middle school transitions, and I 100% agree that their bodies are changing whether they want them to or not. Middle school is a time of change. They develop that puberty, they develop hormones, they develop acne. I mean, it is a time of unprecedented change. And so, you know, it's important that we foster and talk about and navigate and cultivate healthy relationships in middle school. Okay. They don't have to be in a relationship like they're walking down the aisle in 6 weeks. And I think that puts entirely too much pressure on these young babies. You know, that, oh my goodness, that's fine. You know, the 1 in 10,000 that dated since middle school, that's cool. But what I'm saying is that the exploration of relationships should be fostered and should be cultivated. Also, in middle school, what we got to help them understand is they're going to be learning more and more about the world. They're going to be learning more and more about the world. They're going to learn that there are some things in the world that are struggles for folks. There are societal struggles. There are all different types. They're going to see that the traditions that mom and dad held at home and all the things that you guys did at home are not necessarily the same in the rest of the world. They're going to get exposure to different philosophies, this different social ideologies. And they're going to experience that and get experienced in that in middle school. It's going to start peeling back. And, you know, your child is going to be old enough to start learning about the world's complexities because the world is complex. It's a great time to teach your kid about these complexities because they're real. Respecting diversity and respecting differences and treating people like they want to be treated. I still feel that golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated, is important for this middle school age. Help them, guys. Help them as they transition. As they transition into this time period, help them to realize that loving people and being kind to people always wins. No matter how complex this world is, no matter how we may see it as divided, man, just teach this as they get an exposure to it. Just teach these middle kid students that, hey, look, this is what's going on in the world, but this is the best way to respond. And I think, man, we'll be golden there. Here's another thing in middle school. Teach them to remember and learn how to do this one R word, rest. Rest, right? Binge watching Netflix on a Tuesday night is not rest. Okay, so kids need the rest that they try to avoid. Students need it. They need the rest. And you got to give it to them. Teach them how to do it. And then listen, last but not least, teach your kids that they still shine even when there's speed bumps. Even when there's bumps in the road, teach your kids that they still shine, that they still matter, that they're still going to do great. And though maybe today didn't go well, maybe they fell and did a face plant at school. That's all right. Let them know that you got the towel and you're going to shine them up from all that oxidation. And then what you're going to do is you're going to give them the towel and let them shine themselves. I give a speech entitled "Don't Drop the Hammer." It's my most requested speech of all time. And it's based off of a sculpture that was made by Bobby Carlyle. It's a sculpture of the self-made man. And it is a beautiful depiction of a man all muscled up at the top of his body. And then from the waist down, he has a solid granite rock. He is holding a hammer and a chisel. And he is chiseling out what he wants to be in his life. And I've given this speech in gymnasiums where I got a big old train track tire and my big old gigantic hammer, and I'm just striking that hammer. The ping, ping. I'm just saying, don't drop the hammer. And what I mean by that is, listen, you are teaching your young person that they can have control of the destiny in their life. They don't have to give their hammer to someone who has been unkind to them. They don't have to give their hammer up to someone who has broken off the friendship in middle school, right? They don't have to give their hammer up to the coach who may have not decided to pick them up on the soccer team, if they do soccer in middle school. Keep swinging that hammer and keep chiseling away at that granite, because ultimately the hammer is your effort and the spike is your endurance. It takes effort and it takes endurance, ladies and gentlemen, to become truly what they want to be. And in middle school, yeah, man, you know, they're still not ready to run for president. But it's not like they can't dream about being president. And they will begin to start seeing the world in a different capacity. So be patient with your middle schoolers. Be patient with your tweeners, y'all. Be patient with them. Because they're going through some tweens. They can't play with Barbies. And they can't drive dad's Ferrari. You know, they're in between. And they're trying to navigate this moderate level in their life, this middle road, this average. They're the middle. And what we do, I feel like, in the middle school years can really lay the foundation for a successful high school and college and military and on, extended on into their life. Everybody usually remembers the middle school years. Like I said, I remember my first fight in middle school. It's like, man, what happened? That was my first and only fight in school, was in middle school. Now, I got chased a bunch in other places, but the time I finally stood up for myself was in middle school. And then that guy and I became great friends after that. So relationships are forged in middle school. Ideologies are they're exposed to ideologies. They're exposed to the worldview. They're exposed to successes and failures in middle school. And moms and dads, I'm just telling you, in 2021-22 school year, we have to help cultivate this valley of the middle, the area of the middle, this region that they're stuck in for 3 years. All right, so we will definitely try to help middle schoolers when we go there. We try to pump them up, but we also let them know that, hey, listen, we're not unaware that this is a different time for you. We recognize that this is definitely a different time. And we're going to support you. We're going to rock with you, man. We're not going to let you down. And so that concludes another solo podcast with yours truly, kind of loving the whole feel of talking to our students and parents out there and educators. If you're an educator and you're a mom or dad, and I hope that something that we have said has been a blessing to you, feel free to comment in our live environment, or if you're watching the replay or if you're listening to it, you can go to clkingspeaker.com and leave us a comment. But we really, really thank you for all of those listening. I told you guys, listen, 38 states now, it's no longer 33. I mean, just a blessing from God that we get the opportunity to do what we do every single week. And I'm on a 5-day work week this week, guys. We're doing the show 5 days this week. So tomorrow night, I will have two ladies on that I'm going to be featuring their books. You guys have seen a commercial on them, Ashley Jackson and Miriam Baldwin. They're going to be on our show tomorrow night at 4:00. So I think it's 4:00. You want to tune in early? I'm going to put out a promo for today. I'm excited because these are caregiving ladies. They were both caregivers of the loved ones in their life, husbands, family members, and they experienced burnout. And so they both wrote a book that says, listen, we're going to help other people who are caregivers and give them some strategies for not getting burned out and not abusing themselves. You're taking care of someone else, but if you're hurting yourself in the process, you're no good to that person that you're helping. If you're totally burned out and you just all rung up, you're no good. So that's going to be an amazing show. Can't wait to talk to them. I don't remember where in the world she's truly not in America, where Miriam is at, but we had to do the show at 4 so that we could get her on. And these ladies are dynamite. They're great friends, are partners now. And so I'll be talking about their books tomorrow. We're going to go through that. Just have a great time and give you some ideas. Some of you out there are taking care of elderly parents. Some of you are taking care of sick loved ones. And this is going to be a great show for you to understand how to not let yourself be burned out, okay? All right, middle schoolers, that's it for you. And then when I come back on Thursday, I'll be talking about high school. Ooh. And then we'll close out the week on Friday with college. Now that's going to be interesting. I hope that when you pass by Impacting Life 24/7 or when you download it on all those major platforms that we listed, I hope that you get something back that is worthwhile. I've thought about it. You know, I said that one of the countries that has downloaded our show, someone in the Philippines downloaded it. And, you know, I know that we get all, you know, googly-eyed over, you know, 50,000 views or a million views. But, man, if somebody was listening to the show and downloaded it from the Philippines and they were dealing with grief and they listened to our show on grief and it helped them to navigate the loss of a loved one and they went on with their life and they didn't commit suicide or they didn't end it, that show, ladies and gentlemen, that one show was worth it all. I thank you guys for your support. Again, if you'd like to become a sponsor, go to clkingspeaker.com. And we will talk again tomorrow on Impacting Life 24/7.